Standing Tall, a quilt made to honor the legacy of Reverend David H. Eaton, senior minister at All Souls Church Unitarian in Washington, D.C., from 1969 to 1992. My name is Shirley Blakely, and I had the honor of working with a team of dedicated congregants and quilters to design and craft this quilt. Our team consisted of myself, Jennifer Keller, Kathy Shahan, Amy Odegaard, and Pamela Spar. We were determined to complete this project, which started in the fall of 2018. And as we gathered momentum through 2019 and into 2020, the coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic, shut most transactions outside of the home down. So we were determined not to be defeated. We started together via a video conferencing software. And as we did as much as we could through video conferencing, we realized we had to figure out how to work outside of the home. So we moved the operation outside in my backyard. We put our face masks on. We made sure we were social distance as we did these transactions, and we were able to move forward and complete this quilt. So in this quilt, we used quilting cottons and batiks, Congolese wax batik, glass beads, knitting yarn, and embroidery floss. We had historical support from Yvonne Irving, Mara Tchaikovsky, and Allison Blakely. In 2018, the Silver Souls asked if I would lead up a project to produce this quilt in observance of the 200th anniversary of All Souls. And as I've mentioned before, we came together with a team of quilters, some of whom had already helped me quilt previous quilts for All Souls, and some of whom were new, but all quilters and all interested in design. The quilt you're looking at, the design of this quilt was inspired by Rose Hughes's Dream Landscapes, Artful Quilts and Fast Piece Applique book. So as you stand observing the quilt, your eye is drawn toward the large object prominent in the foreground. That is the tree in the foreground. It is adorned with brilliant colors, a sturdy organic trunk, and a halo of leaves around it. The quilt also has several smaller trees, a rolling landscape of hills and valleys, and a river. All of these elements are basking in the glow of the sun as you look toward the top of the quilt and see the sun rays shining down on these elements. So let's start with the prominent tree. The prominent tree in the foreground is tall, colorful. It is anchored with thick and deep roots, which provide stability and nurturing to the tree. Not only does it represent the fact that Reverend Eaton stood at 6 feet 5 inches tall, but also the fact that he was a prominent Washingtonian and a leader. He was a charismatic preacher. He was committed to social justice, a community leader, and peacemaker. This tall tree is robust with greenery and colorful leaves. The trunk of the tree is a waxed batik, which came from the Republic of the Congo. Consistent with the name of the tree, Standing Tall, the giraffes in the wax batik are tall animals. If you look closely at the emblems in the trunk of the tree, you might see the legs of the giraffe near the bottom part. And as you look more toward the branches moving into the tree, you will see part of the bodies of the giraffes. The leaves forming a halo around the branches are outward manifestations of Reverend Eaton's many talents. The smaller and diverse array of trees are symbols of Reverend Eaton's activities as a mentor and role model. As senior minister, All Souls became a diverse congregation. Reverend Eaton gave rise to a number of activities that represented this diversity. The hills and valleys of the quilt are symbolic of the ups and downs we encounter throughout life. They represent the terrain over which one travels in a lifetime, which may at times be difficult or easy. We continue to journey on, knowing that the path will not always be flat or straight. We keep strong in our faith. Let's move to the river of life, the spirit of life. The river flows through the quilt with its beginning and end out of sight of the quilt. The flowing water narrows and widens as it travels across the landscape. Inscribed in the water is a passage from the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. It says, "Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong, let all you do be done in love." This was one of Reverend Eaton's favorite passages. He concluded many of his sermons with this passage. The encircled lit chalice in the river honors Reverend Eaton's and our congregation's Unitarian Universalist identity. It is a glowing reminder of our communal commitments to honoring the spark of the divine in everyone, to honoring that all embracing, all nourishing, and often challenging spirit of life, which urges us to love, to grow, and stand tall. The quilting group is happy to present to you this quilt, which is one of our labors of love. It forced us to be creative in order to complete this quilt. For more information, please visit the Reverend David Eaton Memorial webpage, accessible through the All Souls Church website.